Now time for a Tennessee football practice report brought to you by Pools by Heritage. And for that, we go to Eric Kane. Eric, how are you?
Jimmy, I'm doing well. How was the 10-minute drive today?
It was fantastic. I made it 9. Unbelievable.
Overachiever,
yes.
Right,
yes,
there.
Yes.
Tennessee and Mississippi State tomorrow at noon inside Neyland Stadium. Maybe the first time Tennessee's played host to the Bulldogs of Mississippi State since 2008. And the first time the two teams have squared off since 2012, where Mississippi State won 41-31. Tennessee does lead the all-time series 28-16-1, looking for win number 29 tomorrow. A touchdown underdog. Obviously, Tennessee will have its work cut out for them. And stopping Kylan Hill, leading the SEC in rushing, 596 yards, is top 10 in the nation in that regard. He averages 119 yards per game. And here's the kicker, too, and something Tennessee struggled with on defense, wrapping up, taking down the ball carrier on first tackling attempt, 344 yards after contact. That will be a challenge for the university tomorrow.
Do you also think it's going to be a challenge for Tennessee to stop the runs from the Mississippi State quarterbacks? Schrader's the better runner. He's averaging 6.8 yards a carry. Stevens also can run. He's better in the pocket. But do you think stopping the run game from the state quarterbacks is also a key?
I do, because Tennessee struggled with it the first 2 weeks of the season. What Georgia State did to Tennessee in the run game with some of the RPO and the zone reads, and then you follow that up with what Wilson did against for BYU, excuse me, and then Trask did a little bit as well. He didn't do it a lot, but down there in Gainesville, he ran the football as well. So if I'm Mississippi State, if I'm not going with Schrader out of the chute tomorrow, I'm going to play him because he has proven that he can give defenses some worrisome ability there trying to tackle him. And I mean, he nearly has as many rushing yards as Tennessee's leading rusher in Ty Chandler. And that, again, that's just something Tennessee has struggled with, stopping the quarterback run on the opposition. Tommy Stevens, you mentioned he can run. He's shown that ability, but he's more of a passer. If I'm Mississippi State, I mean, I'm rolling with Schrader until I can't, because I think he would give that team the best chance to beat Tennessee tomorrow.
In regard to Tennessee's offensive line, there were, I guess it was as many as 4 that came out of the game against Georgia. Trey Smith did go back in. Brandon Kennedy, bruised knee, didn't go through drills on Wednesday. Jamar Johnson hadn't played in the last 3 games. How concerned are you about the health of Tennessee's offensive line?
I think it is a concern. And though there was a lot of those guys back at practice on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when the media were in attendance, it's still a concern. Jameer Johnson did more this week than we've seen him do the last 3 weeks combined, so that's a good sign. Trey Smith, of course, not a full contact participant Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but he did a lot in there. And, of course, as you mentioned, he came back into the game. Riley Locklear was just watching. It looked like he might still be in that protocol for a potential concussion. He potentially won't play tomorrow. And if he doesn't play, who's going to step in? Is it going to be Ryan Johnson? Well, Brandon Kennedy didn't take part in drills on Wednesday. Jeremy Pruitt downplayed it, said he just had a little sore knee, and he said that's all that was. But say Brandon Kennedy were to not play or have to miss some time, are you going to put Jerome Carvin in at center? Are you going to put Ryan Johnson in at center? If it's Ryan Johnson, who comes in at guard? Will it be another freshman in Chris Ott-Poroghene, who Jeremy Pruitt is very high on? So that's a concern. Darnell Wright and Kyron Calvert, who came out in back-to-back plays in the fourth quarter, they were practicing this week, so that looks like they're going to be okay. But, you know, potentially another starting lineup tomorrow, most likely another starting lineup, another starting 5 for the offensive linemen, with consistency to the left side and being Wanya Morris and Trey Smith. Brandon Kennedy, you would assume, would be okay. If it's not Locklear, like I mentioned, is it going to be Johnson? Then is it going to be Wright? Could it be Wright at guard? And then Kayron Calvert at tackle. You saw that 5 against Florida, and Jeremy Pruitt said that he believed that might have been the best showing from the offensive line on the season so far. So some question marks any way you spin it. Again, it's that point in the season where everyone's a little bit banged up. But when that many offensive linemen appear on the injury report, it's obviously a concern.
Do you think Tennessee will have a different game plan for Brian Maurer, who threw for 259 yards in his debut against Georgia?
I just think you need to keep it simple. And again, the more and more Brian Maurer plays, the more and more he's going to get comfortable adapting to defenses. You saw Georgia change some things up. Brian Maurer struggled, or, you know, obviously wasn't as sharp as he was in the first half. I mean, he went from 205 yards to 54 yards and an interception from half one to half two. Keep it simple. Play to his strengths, which is a little RPO, allowing him to get out of the pocket, make some things happen, doing some play action. I just think Tennessee is going to keep it simple and try to ride the hot hand. But you know, so Tennessee's obviously going to go with Maurer because it's you know, something that's been igniting that offense, you know, last week. From Mississippi State, you're going to ride the hot hand of Kalen Hill. And if you're Tennessee's defense, I'm going to load the box. I'm going to stop Hill. I'm going to do everything I can to stop Hill. Or try to limit Hill. You're not going to stop him completely. You're not going to shut him down. Try to limit him and make Schrader and or Tommy Stevens throw the football to beat you. Tennessee has struggled in the pass rush. But again, if you stop the number one strength, you're looking at an offense, an opposing offense, that is, what is it, 13th in the SEC? 14th in the SEC at only 191 yards through the air a game. So I would play those odds if I were UT in trying to stop Mississippi State's offense.
Any other news or notes?
That'll about do it. It's been another week of practice. Tennessee trying to get healthy and trying to get in the win column, looking for win number one in the Southeastern Conference tomorrow. It'll be noon, SEC Network, but of course you can hear it right here on the Sports Animal. Game day, all-day coverage will begin early in the morning, and post-game shows following Vol Network coverage right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Today's UT Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Eric, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, that's Eric Kane with our Football Practice Report.